month on All My Children, ABC finally figured out some creative ways to cut corners.
Randy becomes the supporting player she so rightfully deserves to be.
Yay! ABC saves money on wardrobe by flying Daniela's dress cross country so Amanda could wear it. They probably shipped it with, like, the booms and the mics. You know what I'm saying? Save money right there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I love that. Natalia and Brat are nowhere to be found. So if we don't miss them, do we really need them?
I don't think so.
Me either.
And Erica Kane goes missing, saving lots of money on Susan Lucci's first-class plane fare to California.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
We watch so you don't have to. And that's a pledge I will uphold till the very end, till my very last breath on this podcast.
And I watch, but I really can't comment. I am so sick of Ryan and Green.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm evil.
And so this
I'll get you, my pretty.
Do I have retards tipped across my forehead?
Let me move your bag.
What's Tad wearing? It deserves a little expletive.
You keep saying all the time.
A blue velvet jacket deserves the word.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson. I promised him we're going to keep the show all about All My Children and under 45 minutes. So let's get started with recap.
You just want to go out to party tonight?
No, I'm going home to watch Friday Night Lights.
Bianca's boobs were ginormous in that black dress she was wearing.
She could feed all of Africa with those things.
I'm telling you, she got some delightful memories at Bianca.
You're here with Ashley Mendoza, head, co-creator, and co-host of the Pine Valley Podcast. And I'm going to recap for you Greenlee, Ryan, Annie, and Adam.
Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending June 11th, 2010. But I think it's been a month.
It's not been a month.
It's been like three weeks.
A lot happened in the last 3 weeks.
It is semanas, right? Semanas?
I think so.
Yeah.
My Spanish is about as good as yours.
All right, fine.
My parents were hippie. They used to speak Spanish, so we wouldn't understand what was going on.
They weren't stupid.
They made us listen to the music and we ate the food. They just didn't instill the language. That's you knew everything right about my culture, but they didn't force. They regret it now, though.
I know, mine
they
too.
They really do. My parents regret it.
My mother cries a single tear, much like the Native American in the garbage commercial. What was that commercial again? Oh, environment. Remember the environment?
The environment commercial.
It literally is. Every time I mention it, a single tear just rolls from her eye.
I wonder whatever happened to that American Indian.
Yeah, I think he passed.
I think he did pass.
It was big news.
That commercial used to scare me.
Really?
Well, I was a little kid when that came out. I was too.
But I found it really touching.
You know what my sister was scared of when she was little?
Spiders.
No.
Cockroaches.
Remember the Carol Burnett show? Yes. I remember at the end when
the little cartoon character came out. My sister used to get scared.
She was terrified of that. And me and my brother would bring in the room just when it was coming on.
Hit me. We're in the car again. Please don't hit me. Please. It's a fire hydrant anyway.
Why were they going to park?
Fire hydrant? Thank you.
We're parking here only because we're recording. Oh, it's Wilford Brimley.
Oh, Wilford Brimley. It is Wilford Brimley.
Right? He looks just like... Is he dead or is he alive?
No, I just saw him on like a diabetes commercial.
Really?
He doesn't say diabetes. He says diabetes.
Diabetes. He's from down south.
He says naked and he says naked. Diabetes.
Oh, naked. He's from down south. He says naked.
I'm just kidding. He doesn't say naked.
Oh, you're so... See how good she is? I totally believe her.
He does say diabetes.
Well, we had some passings. Dennis Hopper passed away.
Oh, he did pass.
And little Gary Coleman.
And we got to see his passing.
Really?
You didn't hear about those pictures in the Globe? His wife sold his dead pictures.
I thought you were talking about Dennis Hopper. I didn't know you had jumped to Gary Coleman.
No, Gary Coleman. I don't care about Dennis Hopper. That was disgusting. Oh, I don't mean that. I like him, but listen, he wasn't my thing.
Well, you know.
He's a very talented actor, don't get me wrong. And I regret his passing because he was good. But Gary Coleman, that's a travesty.
Yeah.
What? Why? when?
Well, geez, I mean, when that, different shows were like 50 years ago.
That was a really good show. You love that show. I love that show.
The first, like, couple of seasons. It got really tired towards the end, like most comedy shows.
Fine. That's because that Kimberly went on drugs and she was crazy.
Oh, my God. You know, she's gone, too.
She's gone, too, yeah.
Do you know that Mr. Drummond outlived them all? He's still alive.
He is still alive.
Conrad Bain, he's still alive.
I heard
he wasn't.
Really?
Correct me. I was thinking about this the other day. Didn't they do like one of those horrible teller movies
that was based on the show? It was E did the whole special on the kids.
I think they did like a teller thing. Like one of those movie kind of things that was like based on their what really went on.
If that was on anybody's DVR, that was on your DVR.
Let me tell you. I think that they made it seem like Conrad Bain was a real like piece of work. And that he was kind of jealous that these two little black boys were, like, getting all the credit
for
the show.
Holy cow.
I could be wrong. But I think I remember hearing that. I don't know.
That's almost as bad as James Evans Jr.
What about him?
They said he hated JJ.
I heard that, too. But I would hate JJ, too.
No, wait. James Evans Sr. Sorry.
Yeah, I would hate JJ, too.
John Amos. He's still my favorite.
John Amos.
Still my favorite.
I'm sorry. Look, don't get me wrong. I love Jimmy Walker. I love JJ.
But when the father left the show.
When the father left the show went downhill.
Can I tell you something?
I loved me those first three seasons. There was nothing better than those first three seasons of Good Times.
First of all, he was the first real father on television.
Yes.
Probably one of the only.
And the first father of color who was actually there raising his children.
That's right.
I don't like when people knock Good Times. I love Good Times.
Good Times was brilliant.
Good Times was not stereotypical. This was reality. This was what people were dealing with, living in the projects. Good Times was one of the first shows that I can remember that I looked at and I related to that. I knew what that was like because that was my life.
Me too. I didn't live in the projects, but I lived in the city.
But I lived in the city. You live in an urban
city.
It's the same kind of thing.
On the eighth floor, we had cockroaches. My dad was just like James. When he got mad, the belt would come out.
Who are you telling?
Like, we used to laugh, because that's how it was. Like, it was so funny to us. People might think, oh, my God, that's abuse. But that's how it was. And that's how he was the first real... And he was loving. He was the first real father on television. He loved his family to death. He did anything and everything for his family. I'm gonna cry. Think about it. He was so good. I need to write him a letter before he passes to tell him how much of a difference he made in my childhood.
He's ever going to go away.
He's around.
You know, he was on Men in Trees, the Anne Hayes show that I love so much.
He was a regular on there. Oh, I love him
He works constantly. I love me some John Amos.
He's too talented. So good.
Very, very talented. Love you, John Amos, wherever you are.
How far are we into the show? We haven't talked about All My Children.
We're going to get on All My Children, and we're going to get on other shows. And Rue McClanahan passed away.
Oh, she did. That's right.
Rue, thank you for being a friend.
She's fantastic.
I got to tell you, I'm really heartbroken about this.
Did Betty Wright say anything about it?
Oh, my God. Betty Wright was devastated. Betty White was devastated. Because it was very... She was much younger than Betty White. Yeah, she just battled cancer and won. Man. I thought she had died of cancer, but she had like a massive stroke. Yes, I want some of your little banana bread.
I get this banana bread that's homemade, and it has chocolate chips in it. It's so delicious. Oh, my God.
So yeah, moist.
I forgot to give you some. Delicious.
Anyway. This is good.
I love how Jordan is. He's with such gusto.
My friend Vanessa, her mother feels the same way. Her mother's Puerto Rican, old school. She loves when I come over to eat because she loves watching
me
eat. She's one of those old school Puerto Rican moms. She loves cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there Monday. She made me rice, pork, chicken, potato sack. Girl, I was feasting.
Wow.
And she says, come more. Go ahead. Get more. Come more.
Doesn't you mean come más?
Broken English, Spanish. Ah. No. So wait. So Rue's gone. That's three golden girls and one designing woman gone.
Oh,
breaks my heart. Dixie Carter, not the
Sorry.
She just had twins a year ago. Forgive her.
Yes.
Look, it's sad. All the greats are dying. Look, I love Tina Fey and I love Amy Poehler, but I gotta tell ya, there is no actress like the legends. The legends are all going, and none of these girls.
You
like
want to know why?
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're not going to be like a Lucille Ball or a Carol Burnett or a Vivian Vance or even a Vicki Lawrence.
Because the problem is that these old dames are really astounding actors. Actresses.
Yeah. Their comedic timing. They created characters that are going to last forever in our mind.
Without a doubt.
I don't think that her character on 30 Rock or even Amy Poehler's character on Park Ray is the kind of character that's going to be like a Murphy Brown, like a Candace Bergen and Murphy Brown.
Yeah, but they would never say. I'm telling you right now. I don't think they would either. Any one of them would claim that they was
actors. No, but that's what I'm
saying.
There's nobody left. It's sad.
I know.
It's sad. I mean, the legends are going. I mean, thank God for Betty White. I can't wait for her show next week. It's a premieres.
Yeah, you know, what's the network again?
Hot in Cleveland or something like that.
What is the network again?
TV Land.
How big did TV Land score?
Yeah.
Because they got her way before she did SNL.
Mm-hmm.
And now Betty White is the hottest thing SNL.
And my Valerie Bertinelli's in it. I love me some Valerie Bertinelli.
I'm happy for her. I think that's wonderful that she's in it. Because she's making a comeback. She looks beautiful now.
Let me tell you, when I was young, I wanted to marry her.
Everybody did. She was amazing.
Before I realized...
She got really big.
Before I realized in a minute that I like boys, I loved me some Valerie Bertinelli. I had the biggest crush on her. I used to love One Day at a Time with her.
You've loved women.
Oh, I love women. I've been with women.
What? What were you going to say?
Oh... I was out last week, not last week, like 4 weeks ago. I was at this bar in the city.
You fooled around with a girl?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, we were at a gay bar, no less. And she's a lesbian.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Girl, when we're making out and her top comes off and I'm on, like.
You did not.
In the bar, yeah.
That's crazy to me. See, I wish I understood that kind of fluidity in sexuality.
Let me tell you something. When I first met her, we were working on a project.
Lipstick lesbian?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
We were working on a project together. That's where I first met her. And I instantly clicked with her. But the minute I saw her, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so hot. I so want to make out with her. And months later, it finally happened. We made out.
That's crazy talk.
Oh my gosh, she's gorgeous. She's exactly what I like. She's full figure. No, girl, no.
You like Kendall. You said you would go back for Kendall. She's skinny.
Yeah, no, I disagree with you. I've seen... We have this
crack.
Argument.
He's on crack. I've seen her in person. She's size 0.5.
Yeah, I've seen her in person too. But you know what? She has hips, girl.
He is a boy like Winona Ryder, right? She don't look nothing like that. Not like those girls that Johnny Depp gets involved with. You know Johnny Depp does that. All his girls are like...
skinny girls.
He loves those girls that look like 12-year-old boys. Well, what's up with that, Johnny Depp?
He got that French girl now, right?
Yeah, Vanessa Patos do the Suzuki.
Yes, whatever.
B-W-E-G-G!
She is no Vanessa Marcille, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I don't feel...
You don't like her!
You know what? I liked Vanessa Marcille when she first started on General Hospital, but then when she just turned me off after a while. I know everybody loves their Brenda, but her character just like, I was a big fan of Lily.
I don't know Lily.
Lily was Sonny's wife.
I know Special
she
Lily.
Was, no, not, this one wasn't special. This was Lily Melgar who played
Lily.
And I know a lot of people didn't like her. They didn't think she was a great actress. I thought she was a good actress, and I loved her and Sonny together. I was a big Sonny and Lily fan. I was rooting for Sonny and Lily. But then she got in that car, and it blew up, and that was the end of Lily. Goodbye, Lily!
Oh, that's like in The Godfather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was, you know, Sonny, you know, she was married to Sonny. That's what happens when you're in the mafia.
Oh, my goodness.
And, like, she went
you
to the car.
You get blown
she's
up
pregnant.
In the car,
she was
and you
pregnant,
end up
too.
With horse heads in your bed.
She was pregnant, too. It was very
just cute. Like
that.
In
oh,
Godfather.
My God.
Was
that happened in The Godfather?
I thought she was pregnant. She was.
It would just be like Bob Guza to steal something from out of The Godfather because I think that was Bob Guza that was writing the show. Clay LaBine had already left.
Oh, yeah, he took it.
Clay LaBine had already left.
Was it the love of his life? Because that was also in The Godfather.
No. Lily was in the love of Sonny's life. Brenda's the love of Sonny's life. Brenda, no matter what anybody says, I can't disagree with that. Brenda is the love of Sonny's life. I mean, we give Carly some props, but Brenda's that, you know.
What happened to Vegas?
Huh?
What happened to Vegas?
Canceled.
Canceled. When?
Huh? Who knows? That's an NBC show. NBC shows just like, they don't get really canceled. They just fade away. Nobody remembers them.
What happened to our little Josh Duhamel? What is he working on? He's a big movie star.
Huh? I think he... unlike
Josh Duhamel, ex-Leo, all
unlike,
my children.
Unlike skanky Megan Fox, I think he's coming back for Transformers 3.
Is he really?
I think so.
Megan Fox is a skank.
She got fired. I don't like her at all.
Why did she get fired?
Because she said some nasty things about the director and put on the movie.
She's ridiculous.
It's like, girl,
she
you're not
going to
be
no
fucking,
talent.
You have no talent whatsoever.
None.
You look like a tranny and not a good tranny, a bad
tranny.
A
tranny mess.
She's so hard looking. She's very harsh looking. She do not look nothing like, I hate when people compare her to my Angelina. She don't look nothing like my Angelina.
I got a question for you.
What?
You think this lady is pregnant or fat?
Huh?
That looks like it could be a tire around her, right?
I don't know. Well, there's a baby in the baby carriage, but she is Latin and you know, I'm not gonna lie,
it's too jiggly. It's jiggling like jelly.
My cousin popped them out like every 8 months.
Really?
Her four boys are like right out there. We used to joke, we're gonna put a revolving door on the maternity ward for
you
because she just comes
something.
in and out.
I'm skinnier than I've ever been.
Really?
I've lost a lot of weight.
Really? You lost a lot of weight?
I lost a lot of weight.
So I should talk to Norn about changing your
page.
Did you see my Facebook page?
No!
Norn drew a picture of this little Latin woman that he saw heading over to the parade, and I said that was your Aunt Altagracia. I was like, she looked like she could be your Aunt Altagracia. Oh, she looked like the only Hibara with this skimpy little outfit.
I love Norn.
Oh, my God.
This is what I want to do. I want to have Shadow be on the show, and he's our resident blogger. And I want to have a scripted, but I want to do a show with you, right? Uh-huh. I hope these census people ain't coming to us. We in a car, people.
We're in a car, not a house.
Not a house. I want Shadow to be on the show and also to do some writing because he's a great writer. And then I want Norn to illustrate it, and it would be an illustrated podcast. Like, not an illustrated podcast, but animated show.
Yeah.
The Pine Valley Podcast.
That's cute. I like that idea.
With Jordan and Ashley.
I like that idea. I like it. I like it. I like it. Did you see the Tonys last night?
No.
How could you not watch the Tonys?
I have to admit something.
What?
I have, through the magic of editing, spliced together two different recordings. So I don't remember if we talked about this being Friday in the first minute of the show. And now it's Monday.
Okay, we can't lie to you guys.
We
love telling you all the truth. This crazy bitch stop the podcast taped on Friday.
I still
understand how she did it. All I know is that she calls me up and she's like,
Jordan,
you're going to kill me.
I was crying.
She was like, I was like, girl, I'm going to slap you. We had some funny material.
We had some awesome material.
I was so nervous because I was like, that was a funny show.
It was one of those podcasts that we taped it and we looked up and it was like 2 hours later.
Yeah, you guys
had
a lot of
fun.
Well, we're going to try to recapture some of that, but it's going to be hard. But we'll bring you some new moments.
But hear me out, Ms. Pat, who is married to Mr. Randy, who's a big, big, big radio star down south. She recommends a Mac to me, and I actually ended up getting a Mac like 6 months ago. No, maybe not. Maybe like 3-4 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm using it now to record. I finally threw that old PC out the window after it lost yet another podcast.
Thank God.
And we're taping from it right now. I'm using GarageBand, Miss Pat. You will like it.
Thank you, Miss Pat.
But I got to admit something.
What?
I'm probably going to edit it on the PC. I don't know how
It's hard when you're used to something and then you got to switch over to something else.
Hard.
I'm like that. I don't like technology. I still buy CDs. I don't download music.
I thought you bought 78 RPMs.
I did until I couldn't buy them anymore. Are you kidding? It took me forever to buy CDs. I even was going to get cassettes before CDs because I hated CDs. And now I love CDs, but that's where I draw the line. I don't like computers. I can barely answer my Facebook thing and my emails. That's about it. I don't want to download anything. Plus, I like having the lyrics to the songs, the little booklets with the photos.
You can get that on iTunes.
No, I don't want to download nothing. I want hard. I like it hard.
Oh, wow.
Hard copies. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I have a question for you.
What?
How long has it been since we even mentioned anything resembling a soap opera?
We're going to get to that. But
we had a few references.
We're going to get to that. But wait, I cannot believe that you did not see the Tonys last
night. I didn't see the Tonys.
You didn't miss much. I'll give you the real thing. Helen Mirren looked... She was the hottest thing at the Tonys last night.
Is that a bad thing?
No, she was hot, girl. Helen Mirren. You know who Helen Mirren is. That's one of my favorite actresses.
I love her.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. Here's this woman who is, what up there, in the 60s? And she was the most smoking thing. My sister was watching it, and my sister was like, I'm straight, and I can't help but look at her. That's how hot she looked.
She's amazing.
She's amazing looking. This woman is just, this is sexy, 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 gorgeous. Yes. Gorgeous woman.
Yes.
The show was okay. It wasn't bad. What's his name was okay as a host, but he was a little stiff and uncomfortable. It's very hard when you're like, it's one thing when you're acting in a role. It's another thing when you're being yourself and trying to host something. And he was
right.
He was so. He wasn't that bad. They addressed the whole that letter that remember that whole controversy with the letter that about him being like gay playing straight.
Oh really?
Yeah. Well, what happened was Kristen Chenoweth came out while he was doing his opening monologue, and then they made out. It was so funny. They made out and she was looking at him and then he slapped in the ass and I was on the floor. I thought that was cute.
There
was
some. I love Kristen Chenoweth.
The two from Glee were there. Matthew Morrison, who plays
the
teacher, and the little girl, and they sang.
Don't tell me that.
Why?
Rachel, the girl that plays Rachel?
Yeah.
Because I really feel sad about missing that because I love that show.
Oh, his number was a little weird.
I love him so much.
His number was, I think it was a Sinatra song, but it was very weird because it was like, you're sure you're straight? He seemed like, and I hate to say it because I know a lot of guys that are straight that do musical theater, but he looked very cha-cha last night during that number. I was like, it was one of the things that make you go, hmm.
Wasn't he Chrishell's boyfriend?
Yes, and Chrishell finally came out and said that the reason she's the one who called it off because she said he's a dog. She thought he was cheating. And I buy that. He looks like he's a player.
He does look like
he looks like he's a player.
He wears them corny hats.
Yeah. He looks like
he went to American Idol wearing the corniest hat. I was like, this guy must be a player because any guy who walks out of the house with that kind of hat must be comfortable enough with himself that he's going to get booty no matter what.
Well,
that hat is ridiculous.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I do him.
He's too corny for me.
I wouldn't marry him, but I'd do him. He's
too
good looking
for me.
But it's like, how could you have Chrishell and not be happy with that?
I know, he's crazy.
She's
perfection. I like the other guy.
Who?
What is that show that he was on? And then he was in, he's in Glee now. He's Rachel's new boyfriend.
Jonathan Groff?
I think that's his name, yeah.
From Spring Awakening?
That's him, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he's hot.
Adore him.
And now that I found out he's gay, he's even hotter than me.
He's gay?
Yeah, he's a big queen.
Delicious,
girl.
Do you know what or something?
What?
I'm going to miss something to y'all.
What?
Gay men, when they play straight, it turns me on. I don't know why. I'm very attracted to them. A gay man who can play straight has an intensity and a realism about him. I don't know what it is. Like, if they can capture that, it's hot.
Well, girls call
acting. He's got those eyes that look right through you. And now that I know he's gay, now I know he's sensitive to boot.
Yeah, he's,
you know what I'm saying?
He's a hottie, I gotta say.
Like that guy in, what is that lesbian show on Showtime? The lesbian show on Showtime.
Oh, the L Word?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
There was some gay guy on there. I thought he was pretty hot when he was vamping it up with the ladies.
There was a gay guy in the L Word?
Yeah, it was a gay guy who, I think he inseminated one of the ladies. Remember, he was the dad of the baby?
How can I remember? I didn't watch the show.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just saying. He was really hot. I liked him. And he had attitude. That's what made
him
hotter.
I'll IMBD him.
He knew he could get anybody in bed.
Really?
Man or woman. He was hot.
Really?
Really, he was
hot. I didn't know you watched the L Word.
I only watched 2 episodes. But those 2 episodes were very hot.
Well, look, I was upset because our Bobby Steggert from All My Children, who used to play Maria at Edmund's son, he was nominated.
Was he?
And I was torn.
For what?
For Ragtime. And I was torn because he was nominated in the same category as Robin de Jesus from Camp and In the Heights, who was nominated for La Caja Fall. And I was like, I'm torn because I love both of them and I want, you know, either one of them to win, and of course, neither one of them won. I was very not
amused. I'm sorry to hear. I'm opening my scone, people. Sorry about the bag.
And I'm just finishing my banana bread, which is still good. And American Idiot. Did I tell you I saw American Idiot?
You did not tell me that.
I saw American Idiot last week.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
How the hell did you afford a ticket to American Idiot?
Oh, my sister.
Oh, that's nice.
Her friend was supposed to go with her, and her friend was like, oh, I'm sick. And so my sister was like, she might be sick tomorrow because she's not feeling well today. You know, I need a backup. Do you want to come? And I'm like, well, I kind of am curious to see it, but I'm not a Green Day fan. I don't own any Green Day CDs.
Good album.
I don't have any of their songs. There's not even one song. Like, Rihanna and Beyonce, I like at least one song. I don't like any of their songs. His voice does nothing for me, you know? So I go to see this with my sister. I am obsessed with it. It was brilliant.
Look,
90 minutes straight.
Mixed reviews?
No, let me tell you, they're crazy. 90 minutes straight.
You saw that though, right?
I saw some good reviews and some so. 90 minutes straight, no intermission. This cast, not only was the acting great, the singing great, the sets, the light. This is theater at its best. It is art.
Holy cow.
And this is coming from somebody who doesn't like Green Day. And now I love the songs. I love the lyrics. It hit me home. And they performed
yesterday. That's a great album. I don't see how you could say you love Green Day if you haven't heard the album before.
I what I'm saying, because I heard it now, stupida. That's what I'm saying. I really, because usually when they come on at MTV, I turn the theme because his voice doesn't do anything for me. But these singers that are on the show, oh my God, they sing with such passion. The lyrics are beautiful.
And I knew how to make a story out of the song.
Yes, it was theater
that's
at its
Mama
best.
Mamma Mia, right? In terms of the story, because that's a terrible story.
Mamma Mia, that
the movie is great, but the show is
yeah, Mamma, look, Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia is like an Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's a piece of... This
I
is what gives musicals bad names.
You don't understand. If you could hear... If you could see in his face what you hear in his voice, you would be cracking up.
Because those are corny musicals.
You look like you just took a whiff of somebody's
Because
caca.
When you... If you saw... you didn't see the Tonys last night. I was going to say... Didn't you? Because they performed one of the big numbers at Tony last night. And they... It was
one?
So
Which song?
American Idiot.
I wanna be an American Idiot. Idiot.
Yes. YouTube it. What's his name? It's from Spring Awakening, the lead in American Idiot.
The other
lead. No, not Jonathan Groff. The other one. Oh. Whose name I can't remember, but he's hot too. Mm. So anyway, I'm going to go see it again for my birthday. In 2 weeks, my sister's back. Because I like, when I like a show, I just see it over and over. I'd rather pay and see a show that I know I'm going to like than just see something like Mamma Mia and, you know.
How would you ever know?
Because I saw Hair and I didn't like Hair at all.
I thought it was good.
Well, I went with my sister to see Hair. She saw the original revival.
Yes.
With Jonathan Groff, the boy you like. He was in the original. And all these other people.
So much,
the show got so much. But now the show is like, none of the original cast is there. It's all new people. Two American Idols, Diana DeGarmo and Ace Young. Ugh. And it's so funny because the show didn't do nothing for me. I didn't like any of the numbers. I felt they were over singing and overplaying everything. I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't believing it. It was you know what it seemed? It seemed like a community theater production. It seemed like a bunch of kids pretending that they knew what it was like to be in the 70s. Like, I didn't believe that they were. You talk about
of kids pretending?
Remember what you told me you didn't like about the Pacific, which I still think you're wrong about, that you felt like they weren't able to capture the time, the period? That's the way I felt about Hair. I didn't believe them.
I mean,
it was nice. It was nice to see Ace Young, you know, half naked.
It's nice to see Ace Young. I don't know how nice it is to hear Ace Young.
No, his singing wasn't bad. I just didn't. But you know what I didn't like too?
What?
I didn't like the nudity. I didn't see a point
that's
for it.
That's part of the show.
No, let me tell you something.
That's part of every version of that show you will ever see. I saw a community theater version of it. They showed tits. Seriously.
No, I'm talking about what I saw at the end of Act 1 when they all, for some reason, took off all their clothes. I just didn't see a point for it.
That's
and
part
I'm somebody
of the show.
I'm
part of the,
somebody
part
who
of the
I like
era.
Nudity. There was a scene in American Idiot that I was hoping they'd take their clothes off because the scene was hot. It was between the lead and the girl who plays.
All right, fine. I want to talk about soaps. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I was having fun talking about what we were talking about.
Fine. I'm talking about soaps because I think it's fun to talk about All My Children right now. I think it's good.
I think it's still. I don't know why everybody's still hating on it.
Who's hating on it?
You people on our blog are still like nitpicking a little bit.
We like it. Tell them why.
Oh, God.
You told them why on Friday. Tell them why again.
That banana. Well, I want Susan and Elise. I have not heard from Susan and Elise on our blog. Mm. And I want them to chirp in because when All My Children was bad and everybody was hating it, they were like still like rooting.
They have commented on my children.
We need you to back us up.
They have commented on my children. Maybe not All My Children, but they wrote beautiful things to me about my children's birthday. It's my baby's birthday. June 4th. 1 year.
Wow, time flies.
Doesn't it fly? Seriously.
Before you know it, they'll be in college and you'll have empty
Don't
nest
tell
syndrome.
Me that. I would.
Nena, it goes like this in the blink of an eye.
I'm still breastfeeding, too.
And let me tell you something.
That's why I'm saying.
If this was a soap opera, they'd be grandparents already.
It's true. Anyway, Susan and Elise are out there. They're alive and well, doing well.
They need to back us up. Look, I'm not going to say that everything about All My Children right now is perfect. But again, people, I cannot help but think about the way this show has been for the last 10 years. Mm. Off and on, more off than on, how this show has been so bad. That for me to be able to sit down and not want to throw something at the TV when Cameron Matheson appears, that's a major feat. Mm. I'm sorry, it is. That they have done magic.
I dare say. I agree. Was it Arizona gal who was saying it? Who was saying, or was it Melissa?
No, Casey Shameless said on our blog that she said, dare I even say that I'm beginning to like Ryan and Greenlee.
You know why?
Because it's well-written stuff.
Well, there's pacing. They're not just thrown together in a day. Like John McBain and Fatherly.
Can't go to One Life to Live yet. Stop
jumping. Fine. They're not being thrown together, and they're giving cute, realistic moments. And I'm actually liking it. I actually really liked the little moment this week of them finding the ring together.
Yeah.
That was cute.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
except I'm hating, freaking hating Ryan and Madison. That makes me crazy. She bludgeoned her husband to death. I'm not getting this, I mismatched my shoes. Oh, woe is me. I'm so silly. Ugh.
I don't get Frankie and Randy hanging out with her all the time either, but that's...
It doesn't make no sense.
It's, again, they really want to keep Steph on the show, obviously, because she's a talented actress and they want her. But
bring
the thing
her twin
is,
back.
Yeah.
Do a Frankie. What was it, Frankie and
Oh,
Bianca was with Frankie first.
And Maggie.
No, Maggie.
I mean, I don't know. I just, look, my whole thing is, like, it's really hard to, like, justify her character at this point. And the fact that the Hubbards are, like, treating her like she's their adopted white daughter, that's another thing that's just bizarre to me. She's like Marilyn in the Munsters.
True.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
But there are some very good things about All My Children. One of them, I will agree with some of the bloggers, but you would disagree with me.
What?
I am not feeling Amanda and Jake.
Okay, again, my thing with Amanda and Jake
is...
First of all, when they first brought Jake on, I thought that Jake would be good with Amanda. I thought there was chemistry there. I did say that I wanted Greenlee and him together. I thought him and Rebecca
had... Carolyn. I'm missing Carolyn. Who the f*** is Carolyn? Seriously, who the f*** is Carolyn?
That's his wife.
Oh, who give me a break? We saw one flashback of her with the old Jake, and she was ugly and plain.
Look, the thing is that at this point, I need to have somebody to be happy for, to root for. I know you people think they're boring. I don't think they're boring. I'm enjoying all this stuff. It's cute stuff. Is it perfect? Is it fabulous? Is it Brody and Jessica?
Hell no!
But you know what? When you consider that before, we had some wretched storyline with David taking Amanda and blackmailing her and her having sex with David in the back of the car, and Jake comes running in to Wildwin every other day with a guns a-blazing when he's a doctor, and doctors are not supposed to take lies. I mean, when you consider that we had that a year ago, I prefer this. I'm sorry, I prefer this. Now, do they need to advance the story? Yes, and I'll tell you how they can advance the story.
Ow!
They need to address Jake's past. When they first brought Jake on, Jake was complex. There was all this possibility with him because something happened to him in Africa or wherever he was, and they never addressed that. They dropped that like a hot potato, and they never addressed it because he wanted to push us, Jake and what's her name, who's off the show. What was that? That Beth Ellis thing.
Ugh.
I forgot her name.
Taylor Swift. Was it Taylor?
Yeah, I think it was Taylor. Taylor Swift. They wanted to push Jake and Taylor Swift on us.
Thank God she swiftly got out of there.
They swiftly kicked the ass out.
Thank you. She was nasty, too. I don't like her talking bad about what's-it-face.
Who?
what's her name? Army dude. Brat.
Yeah.
Martinez.
I'm not going to lie. I've never liked Beth Ellis. When she was on Guiding Light, I could tolerate her at the beginning, but when she came back after she left the first time, I hated her. I hated her with Gus, because to be honest, I never liked Ricky Paul Golden. First time I ever saw Ricky Paul Golden was on Kate and Allie. Didn't like him then. Thought he was obnoxious as all hell. You know, there's a word we have for that in Spanish. Odioso. That's what I thought when I saw me. Odioso. See. And then.
Can I tell you what he needs?
What?
A treadmill. A Stairmaster. He's getting that JR syndrome. Huh? He's getting a little punchy.
Well, he's a man of a certain age.
And you know what his problem is? He's trying to look the same he looked 20 years ago. He's got Goldie Hawn syndrome.
He's so stupid.
He does.
He needs a haircut.
He's got that hair long and kind of dyed red, funny reddish color. It doesn't look good in the scruffy thing.
I think he needs to cut the hair.
Brooklyn accent. Not good.
Look at Michael Knight. Michael Knight cut his hair. How hot does Michael look this week? Michael, you got to keep the hair short because when you let it grow long, it gets very B. Arthur. We've told you this before. Cut the hair and keep the hair cropped short. I don't mind the gray. The gray is distinguished looking.
It looks nice.
But when it gets puffy, it doesn't look cute. You look like, you look like Aunt Sophia from Florida. It's just like, no, keep the hair short. So I think Ricky Paul Golden looks better with the hair short, too.
All right,
because you're right. He does look like one of the monkeys when he's, you know. Remember that monkey, the TV show? That's what he looks like. He looks like the missing monkey.
With a Brooklyn accent.
With a Brooklyn accent, no less. And I think they need to address Jake's past. Wait, what?
Go ahead. I was going to say it was nice to see his mama.
Yes, for those of you who didn't watch the wedding, Ruth appeared.
Without Joe, of course. Without Joe.
Because the ABC is so fucking...
So cheap.
ABC's, you didn't get that. ABC is so cheap. When they were in New York City, they couldn't afford Lee Merriweather to fly out, right? So now that they're in LA. Now they're in LA. We're never going to see Dr. Joe again. That is sad. That is pitiful.
Why can't that excuse? What?
Why he wasn't there at the wedding? His son's getting married. Why aren't you there at the wedding? Because you know how your father is. He has two patients that are death door and he can't leave them alone. It's like, that is stupid.
That is dumb.
That is dumb. They're going to die anyway.
Why can't Frosty give good old Joe Martin, what's his name?
Ray McDonald.
Some of his frequent flying miles. I'm serious.
I don't know. It's just, Ray, I just thought.
We really want you on the show. I just thought. My frequent flyer miles from United.
Look, I just feel like with James Mitchell passing away and David Canary retiring, the least you could do is throw us a bone and have Dr. Joe at the wedding. I'm sorry. I thought that was tacky and pathetic.
Tacky and pathetic.
But I did like the wedding. I thought it was very cute. I thought all the stuff with Jake. You know who I did love the most at the wedding was Opal. Opal had me cracking up. She had me. When she busted that Reverend eating the food, and she's like, Reverend, that food ain't going nowhere.
Here's my statement. I'm going to put a cap on this.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I'm going to put a cap on this discussion about Amanda and Jake.
Okay.
I still say that the reason why Amanda and Jake don't necessarily work because she's not the strongest actress. I'm sorry.
I disagree with you.
Oh, my God. I do with you. I love her. I worship her. She don't need to be, you know, Sophia Loren. She don't need to be Sophia Loren. She could just be beautiful Chrishell who graces on TV screens every day. But I just don't think that she's necessarily the best.
Look, really in a show, listen, let me switch.
Storylines, seriously. Do you think she can handle really complicated deep storylines? Really?
But
same way Rebecca Butter could. Same way Eden Regal.
Oh, wait.
Come on now.
No, Miss Rebecca Budig or Budwig or whatever
she's
her last name is.
What you say.
She's a good actress when she feels like she wants to do it when she's in the mood for it.
Fine. You know, she's a good actress,
Yeah. Well, we're talking about a show that has Randy and E-Babe. So, yes, Amanda's head above is the rest. Okay?
But how about if you look at a show like One Life to Live, where all the actors just about are superior?
That's right. You said what was that?
Just about.
Yes. Because you have Snatchley on that show.
Fine, but you have the majority of actresses on that show are very talented. Whereas Snatchley. I would not necessarily say the majority of All My Children actresses
are
talented.
And that Kentucky Fried lipstick wearing yacht, I can't stand her.
Oh, which one?
Farrah Fath.
Oh, I can't. Oh, she's terrible. We can't talk about it yet.
Oh, okay. I can't stand her.
I don't know. All right, so wait. Listen to me. I take them ugly, but correct.
Girl, what soap is my favorite soap right now? Ryan's Hope. They're all ugly, but they can act. Let me tell you. That is the only thing I'm going to miss about SoapNet. That and Being Erica. But they're going to show season 3 of Being Erica before SoapNet goes off the air. Oh God, but I'm so mad about my SoapNet. Ryan's Hope. I can't believe it. I'm going to miss it so mad. You don't understand. You know what happened to me last week? I want to cry. My DVR was full.
Oh, my God.
But I thought I had enough room. And I did it, and it didn't tape 2 episodes of Ryan's Hope. And what? And you know what it was? It was the money shot. It was all these months of building up to these 2 storylines, and the big climax happened on those 2 episodes that I missed. I wanted to cry. I've been waiting. I was waiting for Ray to bust her daughter and her lover having an affair, and I missed that. I miss Rose telling her past to Jack. I was like, I wanted to cry. I was crying for days. I'm still upset about it. And I can't YouTube it. And they don't show reruns of Ryan's Hope on SoapNet, you know?
So that's the point.
They don't show that. I'm gonna miss my Ryan's Hope.
Give me ugly people that could act over beautiful people that can't. But I'm not saying Chrishell can't act because she can. She did a lovely job with the wedding. She did a lovely job. She's so warm and lovely. The only thing I got to tell her again, Chrishell, baby. Tell them to lighten up on the eyebrow pencil. You are so beautiful.
Girl, no, you don't. You know, girl, what you need to tell them? You need to tell them to leave you alone.
You
could come on that show wearing no makeup whatsoever and your hair down and you still will be the hottest thing on that show.
Incredible.
What is up with these? I don't like the makeup artists they have in L.A. I thought that everybody in the wedding party was way too made up.
I couldn't even see
Ruth's eyes. She has so much freaking eyeliner and mascara. It looked like just like 2 black things there. That was it. I couldn't see her eyeballs. Opal, too. They all look like trannies.
Like raccoons.
They all look like trannies. I thought I was at the Monster.
But
the Monster's a gay bar in New York.
I'm going to tell you what they're good at. They're good at sets, beautiful sets, and beautiful dresses now. I think Greenlee's dresses and wardrobes are so much better now. She looks so awesome.
I know, but who was wearing it 3 weeks ago on One Night to Live? Ashley, who on our blog noticed that? Was it Casey Shameless? Somebody in the blog noticed that too about that. They were like, why is she wearing the same dress Danielle wore?
That was a shame.
I was like, that is so ABC, so
don't
tacky.
They do like in People Magazine, who wears it better? And then yeah. I have to give it to Chrishella hands down. Because poor Danny don't got no tetas yet. Yeah.
Well, she's only 15 in real life, I think. 14, she's still young.
Compete. You can't compete with a woman like Chrishella.
But
you
give
can.
Her a couple of years and she'll pop up.
All right. I have to say, right, there's wait. One thing that All My Children did very beautiful to me last week.
Why?
I think it was Wednesday's episode. What? At the very end of the episode.
What?
They had this thing where it was sort of like, One Life to Live does this every so often. Like, last week, One Life to Live had a making love episode where everybody was making love or starting to make love or in the middle of making love or ending making love. Except for John and Natalie. That was disgusting. I had to watch them on the pool table. I wanted to vomit. But anyway, I digress. All My Children had one of those endings where it was like a love ending. Everyone was kissing or saying how much they loved the person. And then they actually repeated it. Then they had green. You know what? They had Ryan. This is one of the loveliest moments. Tell me what you think. You're making a grimaced face. So I don't know what you're thinking right now. But Ryan said, he said, I've seen something new to the green light I haven't seen before. She goes, what? He goes, you.
He goes, you. You're acting.
That's messed up.
Or like when you left last time and was just phoning it in.
No, but it was a lovely moment. And she looked like a 13-year-old girl, like, at that moment. She was so tickled.
She has not
moment.
Looked like a 13-year-old girl I since disagree. She's been on Guiding Light.
I disagree. I thought she was
lying. I hated her on Guiding Light.
And when Damon gave Colby that kiss, I'm starting now to buy Damon and Colby. I love Damon. And Shadow, I'm so
they
mad
hate
at you.
Damon on the blog.
I'm so mad at you.
A lot of our listeners still don't like Damon.
Can I tell you something? This is what makes Damon incredible. If you were to pull any of those pages of his off the page and read them, and you give them to, you know who I'm thinking of? That kid on General Hospital that replaced Michael.
Chaka?
Chaka.
Okay.
You give them to him, he's going to say everything exactly the way you think it should be said. Squeaky clean. This kid, Damon, there's no way you could ever guess how he's going to say a line because he says it different than anybody would say it. And I love him. I want to watch him to see how he's going to say something or do something or think something. I think he's fantastic.
I know, but people are not liking him.
Just
I don't know why.
Just because he's got bad hair and goofy chin. He's got a Jay Leno chin. Who cares?
I'm telling you,
ugly people, I don't care. They can act. I don't mind watching them.
I like them. I don't know. People don't like him anymore. But
when he gave her that kiss, I felt like I was a teenager.
Yeah, I see. I kind of like that ending. But then, see, unlike One Night to Live that does it perfectly, they kind of screwed it up.
How?
Because One Night to Live only shows the artist when the artist is performing at Blair's nightclub. Otherwise, you never see the artist. Why were we seeing that country singer singing?
Oh, he was singing and that song.
Yeah, and then they cut to,
I
and then,
like that song.
And then they
God
repeat
gave
it.
Me you.
They
I
repeat
think it's from
it.
Right?
Yeah, most likely it's country. Then they repeat it. A scene that we
not
just
that
saw.
There's anything wrong with that.
That
people
was
don't
stupid.
Get mad at us.
That was bizarre. It was like, that was, I just saw that 2 seconds ago. I was like, what? Why are you showing me today? So, I mean, it was okay. It wasn't, you know. I mean, I'll tell you what was working for me.
What?
The shenanigans going on at the Chandler Mansion. I'm sorry. I am living for this triangle between Annie, Scott, and JR. It is just the hottest thing. And I know.
We need more.
Huh?
We need more of it.
I know, but I know all of you are favoring Annie with JR, but I'm sorry, she's just as equally hot with Scott.
No, she ain't.
She brings out the best in Scott.
You aren't crap.
Scott, no, you're crazy. This is
it's
a hot triangle. No, this is a good triangle
it's
because
a great
I want,
triangle, but
I want
much
her with both of them.
With JR.
That scene when her and Scott were in the park and she just took off all. Who goes to a park and strips down? Only Annie.
You
only
that,
Annie.
I had that body.
I was
just like, I lost a lot of weight, but I ain't looking that good.
I was
if
like,
I had
oh
that body, I'd be
my
down
God.
And prancing around myself.
And he was so adorable when he turned around and stopped in mid-sentence. He was like, I was like, yeah, you know you want that. And I love the scene where she got undressed yet again at the hotel room and JR walked in. How hot was that?
That was pretty hot.
That was really hot.
Why is the only thing that sucks about this story?
You may have to bring the Slutometric back.
You know, Carlo asked me about the Slutometric. Is that funny?
Well, now there's a reason.
That's true.
That shit will be going off the hook every time Annie comes out
every
with either one
comes
of them.
In the room.
Oh my God.
But you know what bothers me about the whole triangle?
E-babe.
The triangle that becomes a rectangle. Ain't nothing sexy about a rectangle, people. There's everything sexy about a triangle. A rectangle is boring.
I actually am liking Marissa. I like the fact that she's going to David for advice. I like the fact that she's becoming, I think they just need to let her go to the dark side. Just like Darth Vader said, come Luke, come to the dark side. David needs to just bring her to the dark side, and she needs to become a total crazy biatch. That's the only way that you're going to save this character, by letting her cut loose. She should be like...
does, I don't know. All right, listen, I'm going to give you one thing.
What?
When Annie first came out, we call her Blandy.
Yes.
Because everything was like this. Me and Annabelle. Prince Ryan. It was boring. It was stupid.
Now look at her.
And now look at her. All right? So, but let me tell you something. The actress that played Annie would brag about the fact that she used to stripping and stuff for a workout, like she had tattoos that they would cover up, so you knew she had a little edge to her, right? You can't tell me that E-Babe, the actress that plays E-Babe, is doing, you know, stripper pole exercises and stuff like that. Ain't no way.
I know, and she's Canadian, and I love Canadians.
I know. I don't... Oh, by the way, Terry wrote me.
Yes,
Terry,
I got it. Thank you, okay. Terry. I might take you up on that.
It's great. Gay Pride Week in Canada.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to get out there. I wanted
but if
to.
Because Elise Terry was telling me. You have a place to
Elise
stay.
Was telling me that that's when I should go out there. I need to just have sex for like a week.
Hey, come on. This is a family show.
Hot sex with hot Canadians.
Fine. What were we talking about, E-Babe? Ugly E-Babe. I mean,
oh, yeah,
E-Babe. I kid. She's not ugly. She's not ugly.
No,
she's
not.
A terrible
actually, there was. No. There was one episode last week where she actually looked kind of cute. She had her hair down long, and it was she. I was like, there was something. She's very hit or miss, you know. They need to hook her up right.
You know what she's got? She's got the problem that the actress that played Erin Lavery has. Boring.
Erin Lavery reminded me of like a young Deborah Messing.
Without the talent. Deborah Messing. I had a actually old roommate that went to NYU that told me that when Deborah Messing went, that you didn't get into that program at NYU, something like 10 people, something like that, the graduate program. Mm-hmm. Crazy. How talented you gotta be. That's why everybody that goes to NYU grad becomes a big star.
She's good. I love Deborah Messing.
Oh, she's
so
talented. She's,
I even like Starter
really
Wife. And
like
Starter Wife was.
Ball. Don't,
yeah,
you know?
I thought she could. See, she's somebody who I think
so
could be a comic legend.
And Taya Leone was great on that Fox show. Brilliant. What?
Are you talking about Flying Blind?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you know that show. I was the only one who knew that show. I live for that show.
Oh my God.
I am so mad. They've never released it on DVD. They don't show it anywhere. One of the most funniest shows. Her and Cory Parker. Oh my God. I thought I was the only one who remembered that show. Oh my God. Well, how funny was Taya Leone in that show?
Freaking brilliant. And you know what her only problem is? That she got messed up with that dumbass David Duchovny sex addict pig.
I cannot believe that you remember that show. I thought I was like the only one who watched
because
it.
Because I couldn't believe that there was a woman in existence that beautiful that was
that funny. It's that show was so.
She would come out sometimes in these like robes and gowns and do these pratfalls that were amazing.
People cannot deny that the early years of Fox were some of the most innovative, great shows.
I agree with you completely.
Rock. Did you ever see Rock with Charles Dutton?
Yep, I did.
Loved Rock. They've never released it on DVD. They don't even show it on. They don't even show it on the BET network or whatever. What is the network that shows on the?
BET.
Is it BET? Mm-hmm. Is it the BET network? No.
Black Entertainment.
Okay. BET, how can you not show it? You show Martin. You show that ridiculous Martin show. I'll admit that I watched Martin.
Show it too.
Why?
Did they have some African American shows, don't they?
No, but they should show Rock and Reruns or release it on DVD. You don't understand. I loved Rock so much. I was so devastated when they canceled it because there's very few shows that are.
Don't cry again.
Still,
you're crying.
There still
again.
Hasn't been any shows with Latins that have been a quality, but like Rock was
House
a show.
Of Buggin. John Leguizamo's House of
Look,
Buggin.
I have issues with
funny.
Him. I'm not going to even get it. That's a podcast
care.
In itself.
I don't
my
care.
Issues with Mr. Leguizamo.
I think he's that's, hysterical.
He is trite. He's one note. He's done it. We've seen it. He does the same thing every time,
you're wrong,
girl.
You're wrong,
no,
you're
there's
wrong.
Nothing innovative
not
about him.
Jealous.
He does. Oh! Girl, I am so not jealous. I could write rings around him, girl.
No,
rings around him.
Dude.
He is not all that.
He's got like three Broadway shows under his belt.
Yes, and only one of them was funny.
He went to
the first
NYU
one.
As well.
Oh, please,
not the
Mary.
Program,
I know she's a hot mess. I hate her.
Who?
Leguizamo. No, trite.
You called John Leguizamo a she.
I do that. I do all that time, girl.
Terrible.
Wait. So
what?
My good times.
Oh my God, I love me some
we
good times.
We talked about good times in the last show.
I know, but we didn't talk about it now.
We did in the first 11 minutes. We talked
about
it.
Oh, we did talk about it. Well, Rock's up there with my good times. Those are like their two favorite shows. That's so right. Let me tell you.
Listen, we were talking about Erin Lavery, and before that, we were talking about E-Babe. And then before that, we were talking about The Triangle. What else in All My Children do we like?
Well, I like
Liza.
Well, let's talk about Angie and Jesse first.
Okay, fine.
I like Angie's new weave.
It's not a weave, I'm telling you. I think it's her real hair.
Well, whatever it is, she looks fabulous.
Beautiful.
And how hot did Miss Debbie Morgan look at the wedding?
Beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Love the dress.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the bachelorette party, not the wedding. The bachelorette party. Because the bachelorette party, she had that like
brown dress
mm-hmm. that just like just was like, oh my God, it is.
She did have some pimples on her arms.
Oh God, you and that high definition TV of yours.
But beyond that, she looked perfect.
Let me say, she looked perfect. I don't care what anybody says. You're not gonna tell me as a man that if you have her and you have Randy, then you're gonna choose Randy over her. Randy is bland.
There's no Ms. way Randy Debbie is Morgan, doing nothing for you in bed.
Miss Debbie Morgan.
You're gonna pay for the privilege of having sex with the actress that plays Randy.
Miss Debbie
Morgan
is gonna rock your world.
Thank you.
She is gonna leave you spent.
That's
you are gonna be drained
woman.
Of. That is a woman. That is all
absolutely.
Woman. I would have pounced on her if I was there at the damn bar.
God.
That's how hot she looked. I could not keep my eyes off her. This woman is like, how long ago from when she was first on my hand? Look at her.
Look how hot she looked.
I was like, I'm sorry. I just think,
Angela.
No offense to you young girls, but
there's something about
a woman of a certain age is just,
All right, let's
she looked
move
good.
On, please. I'm
but wait, so
you.
It looks like they're gonna give them a storyline finally.
Oh, cancer?
I don't know. I don't
it
know.
It can't be cancer. JR just
hope
had cancer.
Not. Yeah. I mean, I
wish
know.
They would give her something real, like multiple sclerosis.
I really think
don't
that they need to give Debbie and Darnell a front burner storyline. I think they need this whole thing of the hospital is kind of cute, but it's not going anywhere.
I want a Down syndrome baby on soaps. Do we have any Down syndrome babies?
Guiding Light did it.
Really?
Guiding Light did it years ago with Fletcher and.
And what happened?
The baby was born with Down syndrome, and
And they always had the
Well, baby? when Fletcher left town, he took the baby because what's her name was going a little crazy.
I have a girlfriend that had a Down's baby, and I want to see a real experience with the Down's baby on television. That's what I want to see.
The Secret Life of the American Teenager has a teenager with Down syndrome.
Oh,
so
that's good.
The family
I'm
adopted
loving
him.
Glee's the. Not only the cheerleader, but Sue's
sister,
aunt or
yeah.
sister?
Sister.
Cousin?
No, sister, her sister.
Oh, love that storyline. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. All right, we can't talk about Glee yet.
All right, so wait, so what we're doing on All My Children, I cannot believe I'm going to say this, but I'm not minding Miss Jalu, whatever we call her.
Jalu.
She, look, the character
sort of
is
like
finally.
Sort of like J-Lo, but Jalu.
The character is finally being written right. And it has to be that Lorraine is writing all the Liza and Tad stuff. All
right, fine.
It is so chock full of history. She's working the moments. I mean, do I think that she's the best actress for the role? No, I still stand by my original thought that
Beth
I would prefer that Marcy Walker, the original Liza, would be back. But being that Marcy Walker probably isn't going to come back, I think Beth Chamberlain, who was nominated for supporting actress, and I hope she wins it at the Daytime Emmys this year for Guiding Light, she would knock Liza out of the park.
Absolutely.
Like, she is the only actress that I could think of offhand that would like, equal, if not surpass, Marcy Walker.
I agree.
As Liza.
Much agree.
She is the right age.
Surpass? Might be sacrilege. You can't say that.
I can't, but you know, but sometimes a cat, look at Jill Larson as Opal.
I agree with you.
You like Dorothy Lyman better?
I do.
No, I agree with you. I like Dorothy Lyman better, but the character's changed a lot.
Yes, I agree.
Like, Dorothy Lyman couldn't play Opal now. It's a different Opal.
Yeah, she's too fat.
Sometimes that happens on a soap. No.
Did you hear what I said? I said, yeah, she's going to play her now. She's too fat.
You're so mean.
I'm just kidding. People, when I make fat jokes, you know I'm kidding, right? It's a show. I'm just making jokes.
Look, that, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. For me, it never happened in Another World. On Another World, Ellen Wheeler will always be the only Marley and Victoria. I didn't like any. Anne Hayes was good as Vicky, but she was not that great as Marley. And Jessica Buchanan was horrible as both of them.
Just like the only Nina will be the original Nina.
Yeah, there's only one Nina. No, they were never able to find anybody to play Nina like Taylor Miller.
And not to change the subject, but we're getting a new Binks soon.
Yeah, well,
we'll see about that. I don't know. I mean, I'm a little mixed on her. I saw the acting reel. I thought it was okay.
But she does not have the history, the chops. Like, we had talked a little bit that she has theater credits. Bull crap. She don't got no Broadway credits. She don't got no off-Broadway credits.
Well, we'll see.
She got New York theater. That could mean anything from, like, five people in the audience to being out under a tree.
The proof is in the pudding. It's true. We'll see what happens. Mm.
From the first glimpses I saw in the promo, I was not that impressed with you.
Well, I mean...
They can't hear your face. Say it.
I mean, it was like a nanosecond. You only saw her so greenly. Where is she?
Yeah, you saw her really, all this worry concerning her face. Where's my mother?
I can't really judge.
Shut up.
I mean, I just think that it's ridiculous that Erica's been gone this long and neither Bianca or Kendall has come, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, to find out where their mother is. They can't afford to have her on the air. This is a very convenient way to save a little money on flying Miss Susan back and forth.
Well, she's going to be gone for 3 months.
She's not...
It was on WeLoveSoaps.net, I think. Either that or Daytime. I think it was WeLoveSoaps.net. Supposedly, she's going on like a 3-month vacation the way Tony Geary does on General Hospital.
She's done that before.
And sent her somewhere. And guess who else is going with her? Walt Willie.
Oh, good.
Probably saving money.
I think they just need a break. Well, he doesn't need a break because he hasn't worked, but she needs a break. I heard the DaytimeConfidential.com interview with Walt Willie.
And what did he say?
It was very good.
Did he like the way we call him Bobblehead on our podcast?
He didn't.
He didn't talk about that. I don't think anybody in All My Children listens to our podcast.
Walt Whitman says he's a comedian, right?
Who?
Walt Whitman. Jeez.
Walt Whitman. I like Walt Whitman.
I watched The Middle last night, the last episode of The Middle. So I got the Walt Whitman day in my brain. Number one, the librarian says Walt Whitman's birthday. If you have to return the books by Walt Whitman's birthday. That was the best episode. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. Anyway, long story short, Walt Willie always talks about being a comedian. Always talks about being funny, doing comedy, and how if he had to choose between comedy and drama, he doesn't know what he would choose because he loves both so much. But yet, I have never once in my life. You know how like Jon Stewart, you don't have to hear him say, "I'm a comedian, I'm funny," to know he's funny because his very being is funny. You look at him and he can make you laugh. Not so much Walt.
I don't think he's good at comedy or drama.
All right, fine. What else about AMC? What else? Did we miss something?
Well, I'm liking the Liza Tad stuff and the Damon stuff. I'm sorry. I thought it was all great. When
she looks hot.
I have to say, when she took off that dress, I was kind of like, I don't know. She definitely took some Pilates class or something because I don't remember her stomach ever being flat like that like 2 months ago when she was running around town. Her stomach was flat.
Yeah.
She looked good.
She looked great.
But Beth Chamberlain looks better. I'm sorry. Beth Chamberlain and her kettlebells, I would love me. Oh, my God. I didn't tell you the good news.
What happened?
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
You got kettlebells.
No. Of course, I have kettlebells. I love kettlebells.
You got PX90.
I have that too.
All right, fine. What?
Beth Chamberlain accepted my friendship on Facebook. She's on my. Oh my God, I'm so excited!
Did you really just stop the podcast?
Oh my God, yes! Are you kidding? Oh, I'm like, God. I'm so excited. I was like,
can I tell you something? What? Beth Chamberlain accepts everyone's friendship.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does.
She's selective.
She's doing it for publicity.
She even thanked me. She even thanked me for the email that I sent or the post that I put on her wall. I'm so ecstatic. I'm going to be rooting for Beth. I love you, Brie, but Beth has to win this.
I have a question about what? Erica. Speaking of Erica.
Kane?
Yes. What she's about her? Gone, okay? Greenlee is all guilty over the fact that she may have played a hand in Erica's disappearance slash death. She goes out of the bachelorette party and sees Opal trying to call Erica. I've been trying to call Erica 82 times. I've left hundreds of messages. I just hope she's okay. Question for you. Why couldn't Opal just divine that her friend is in trouble?
You're wondering why she was using her cell phone, not her mind?
Dangers are coming. I see it in the cards.
Because Lorraine Broderick's having a hand in writing the show now. She knows how stupid that is.
All right, it's stupid, but we all know that she's clairvoyant.
No, that...
Dangers are coming. Dangers are coming. I see it in the car.
That's not Opal. I'm glad they're not doing that anymore, and I hope they don't ever do that. I thought that was stupid.
I just for camp purposes, I wouldn't mind seeing a bleeding door.
I don't want to. I don't want to ever go back to that again. I don't want to ever go back to stupid craziness.
All right,
like
well,
save that for Days of Our Lives.
Fine. So if we're done with All My Children,
no, we're not done with All My Children. I gotta give props to Days of Our Lives though, as much as. Because you,
we're
I don't know, you realize.
About Days of Our Lives.
No, but this is in reference to All My Children. If you let me finish,
Days of Our Lives right now, Mama Horton, Frances Reed, who was there from the beginning of the show, passed away. I don't know. It seems like 10 years ago, but whatever. They're finally going to write the character off, right? And what Ted Corday, the producer and the son of the creators or whatever, is doing is bringing back like all the old-timers and the family and stuff to say goodbye. So what happened was last week, the family found out that Mama Horton doesn't have that much longer to live. So now family's coming to town. And he said in an interview, he goes, we wanted to make this an event. And I give props to them for that because, see, that's what I was saying that I wanted for James Mitchell. And that's the way it should have been done for everybody, for Phoebe, for all these legends. Because what these people don't realize is the difference between daytime and nighttime is that with daytime, we are really invested. We see these people 5 times a week. We get close to these characters. We see them come into the world. We see them grow up. We see them get married, have kids of their own. And sadly, eventually, we see them pass. And when you do something like this, it's not only giving the actors that work with this person the chance to put closure and say goodbye, it's giving us, the viewers, the chance to say goodbye and remember the actor and remember the character. And I applaud Days of Our Lives for handling this situation the way they do. And, you know, in the old days, soaps used to do that. Because I remember that when...
did they do it for Phoebe?
No, I don't remember. Like, you know who was really good? Dr. Charles Frank. When Dr. Charles Frank died? Dr. Charles Tyler. Mona's husband, Phoebe's ex-husband. It was such a beautiful thing when he passed away.
I don't remember.
My God, even when Jenny passed away and Kim Delaney was alive, even Jenny's passing was better than the way they do passings now. Mm. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, soaps don't do that no more. Like they don't take the time. So I applaud you, Days of Our Lives. I wish that all my children would have taken a page from your book.
Well, I enjoyed Palmer's.
I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy it. I'm just saying it should have been longer. And right now,
yes, I agree.
I think right now the biggest problem that I'm seeing with all my children right now is that there's a lot of possibility, but I don't see where they're heading with this. I think you promised us Courtlands and Chandlers and building up the families and stuff, but yet we're going on like 2 months of kind of going in circles with certain things.
Yeah.
It's like, look, if you don't want to use Natalie and Brat, let them go.
Yeah.
So that you can use that salary for... And I'm not trying to get them fired or say that I want them off the show, but if you're going to keep them, then use them.
Yeah.
Invest them in a real storyline. Don't give us some, like, teasing, half-ass crap, and then, like, they vanish for 4 weeks, the way they've been doing. It's like, you got to start using these people. They're on contract. One Night to Live uses it almost everybody, almost, like, every day. General Hospital has a huge cast of people on contract and a whole bunch of supporting characters that are on every day.
Would you Farrah Fathom? John Paul
Abbasi. Less. Not a little less. A lot less as far as I'm... And matter of fact, you could fire them as far as
I'm
concerned.
Can we segue to One Night to Live
But wait,
now?
Let me just finish one thing about my children. I'm going to say it again. I want Robert Newman on as Ross Chandler.
That is brilliant. That is the most brilliant.
Okay, what do I have to do to get you people to realize that you have a legacy character who
can
be played by a dynamite actor?
He was Josh on Guiding Light. Reva.
Right. Kim Zimmer.
Kim Zimmer's
that force
Reva.
Of nature.
Yep.
Overpowered.
And I saw 3 episodes of The Man, and he was freaking
brilliant, lovely actor.
Warm, and he complimented her so beautiful. And you know what? You might think it takes a strong actor to play opposite a strong woman, and it does, but not in the way you think of strength. He was strong because he knew how to compliment her energy.
Yes,
that's why
definitely.
He was strong. And that's a man. That's a man, and that's an actor.
And I'm going to say it again. This man is out there. They should be pulling him into All My Children as Ross Chandler. He's a soap veteran. He knows the soap world.
Do you think he'd have to grow a mustache?
Huh? He has the mustache and the beard.
Oh, look at that.
He always wears that. So anyway, I'm putting it out there. I want Robert Newman. Let's start a petition. Robert Newman as Ross Chandler. Beth Chamberlain as Liza Colby.
What is this thing with the tire around the middle?
That's
I'm
her
shocked.
Waist.
Shocked.
That's her waist.
It's called the muffin top, I believe, right?
Girl, look.
That's crazy. That's a young girl. That's a young girl right there.
I'm all for you being comfortable in your own skin and whatnot. I just don't want to see it sometimes. That's all.
That's so shit.
Just wear something.
Girl.
Just wear something that compliments you.
A tight Lycra top.
Girl, I'm from the Bronx. They're all like that in the Bronx. These girls have no shame. Not even the girls. The guys, too.
All right,
wearing these tight shirts when you're looking all like.
Can we talk about One Life to Live?
Okay. I'm very scared about One Night to Live in this so-called new direction.
¿Por qué?
Don't get all Tea Delgado on me.
Delgado. Delgado.
Tea. Tea Delgado.
This is my favorite. Tea Delgado.
Cassie Wesley. Oh, I'm sorry, Cassie DeBio. I know. I'm sorry. I know it's Cassie Wesley. I can't help it.
Tea Delgado.
Love the two of them. Awesome. That's one of Tilla's hottest couples as far as
I'm Absolutely.
Concerned. And you know I love me some Brody and Jess, but there's something about Tea and Blair.
I like Blair and Eli. Love that. Right
I would
now.
I wouldn't it's even so mind I wouldn't even mind some Otalia action going on there.
Oh wait a minute. You told me something about her.
What?
About the, is it the O or the Talia?
What no, was? it's the Talia part. Jessica Lesia, who I think is almost sure she's Puerto Rican. She's definitely Latin. I think she's Puerto Rican, though. She's coming to One Night to Live to play Nate's mother, Danny's boyfriend. But I don't think they're going to be
Latin. Danny's new boyfriend.
Yeah, Danny's new boyfriend. I think they're going to be Indian.
Okay.
I think Nate Bye. And her are, like, Native American. And right. I think that has to do with John Paul's storyline. Right. I just don't want them making her Rex's mother because that's ridiculous. She looks like she's, like,
so stupid.
She's not, like, even 5 years older than him in real life, no probably. Kidding. It's like, don't push it, you know, soaps. It's like, you know, it's hard enough to, like, accept certain things. Do not try to push her as Rex's mother. Who want Rex as a child anyway?
Whoa, that person ran that light. Ooh, I was scared for a second there.
So, I don't like this new direction. It seems very, very...
What
that
is
unless
the new
you're,
direction?
Unless you're straight...
Explain to
unless
people.
You're straight, white, and male, it doesn't seem like you got much longer to live on One Night to
that's
Live.
That's true, that's true.
It's your one straight, well, one straight white
straight
life to live.
Females are doing all right.
I miss my hoes... I miss my moes, and I miss my sister Rachel, and I mean sister, S-I-S-T-A.
Because you know why? Because with Sean back on the show a little bit, it's been so incredible. I loved him back on the show.
That is the only thing.
When he was looking out for his little sister at the wedding.
That was fabulous.
I loved it. I'm in the minority here, but I happen to love that kid. What's his name? Her new little boyfriend?
Big Head?
I love him. He's so goofy. He's so
I know. His head bigger
he's
than
so
his body.
Fantastic. He's not like this slick kid. He's like this totally real, goofy kid.
No, I like him. And I like the
love
fact that
him.
You know Miss Destiny's on contract.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you, One Night to Live.
She's losing a little too much weight for me, but that's all right.
No, look, I
she's,
look.
Come on,
it,
she's so
it
was
okay.
So great having a bigger girl character
this
on
nothing,
the show.
Look, she's
not
young.
To be skinny.
No, wait a minute. I'm not saying that she has to, like, get skinny. But there's nothing wrong with, at that age, realizing that you should start taking better care of yourself.
I don't think that she's starving herself. She's probably eating right.
She's probably eating right and exercising.
I hope so. I hope that's the case.
You know, not everybody's going the route of you know, disease. So,
I'm just saying.
I'm a firm believer that I think everybody should take better care of themselves.
Fine,
I'm not saying
that
you gotta
on.
Get ripped abs. I'm just saying take care of yourself.
Well, you know who is not taking care of herself?
Hmm.
Natalie. I said it. I didn't say fatally. I said Natalie.
See, there you go.
What?
Saying that you want somebody robust on a show, and then you got your snatchily, and
it's
you.
Not
want...
even so much. It's not even so much that because I'll tell you the truth. When she had sex with John McBain on the pool table, the only thing that was interesting to me was that she actually looked good naked. When he pulled up her thing, she had some good looking legs. So she ain't fat. What I'm really referring to is her fat head. I hate her head. It's fat and round and obnoxious. I hate it. I hate her as an actress. I hate her as a character. She's big-headed. She's full of herself. That's why she's fathead Natalie. Fatally. What?
I call her Snatchily, and y'all know why.
She's both. She's both. And I hate her with John. And I think the actor, Michael Easton, I think he is not enjoying the storyline. I'm telling you right
well,
now.
Why would he?
I think
why would
that.
He? They have made his character the biggest douchebag
yes,
on daytime.
You're right. You're
like,
right,
like,
you're right.
Like, it's even worse than Ford. You know why it's worse than Ford? Because at least with Ford, you know what you're getting. You know he's a dog. He's not pretending to be anything but. But now they made John. He left Blair for Marty. Which, look, I like me some Susan Haskell. But there is no way that you're going to make me believe that a man is going to leave Miss Cassie DePaiva for Susan Haskell. Cassie DePaiva is like, did you look at how old she is in real life?
She is almost 60.
She does not. What'd you say, 60?
She?
50. Oh, 50. She's almost 50. and when I looked up on IMDb and I saw her age, I did a double take. I thought I was reading it wrong because she does not look anything close to that. This woman is hot. Yeah. And we're supposed to believe that John's going to leave. He finally gets a woman that gets under his skin who's a woman. Not some, like, when however old Snatchley is. This is a woman who obviously is giving you the best sex of your life, mm-hmm. who's making you spent mm-hmm. after she
Those
does you.
Those crazy girls.
I mean, and we're supposed to believe that he left her, and now he's leaving her, Miss Susan Haskell, Miss Marty, for Snatchley?
Hell no.
Been there, done that, John.
Thank you.
Why would you go back? It didn't work the first time.
It feels weird. The whole thing feels forced and weird.
And see, and this is why.
That was Phronsie.
This is, I have to believe that. You know why? Because Ron C. Ron C. and his writing
team. Your ratings are down. They were up when you had Ron, when you had John stupping Natalie. Get him stupping. That's what he said. Right now.
Does Franz really talk like an old Jewish man?
I think he does. Okay. An old gay Jewish man.
Yeah, big old queen.
That's what I think he is. A big queen.
So.
They gotta not work for the man because I would be sued.
I don't like me. Anyway, like I was saying. But
am I allowed to say that? Can I get sued for saying that?
Saying what?
That I think this person is a big old gay queen?
No, because you're saying you think.
No, a Jewish gay queen.
You think? That's your opinion.
An old Jewish man queen. Something like that. Can I get some?
An old man who's Jewish from Queens.
No.
Okay.
Who is a queen from Queens.
He's a queen from Queens. The queen of Queens.
Yes. Anyway.
Anyway, you were losing it.
If I'm not going to get sued.
In this car. You got an AC on in this car?
Yes. If I'm not going to get sued, I'm definitely going to get sued now.
Why?
All right, fine. I think it's a directive from him, and I think he's full of and I want to kill him. And I think of the same bullshit that made him put John and Snatchley together also made him get rid of
the hoes and Kyle, the moes.
Yep.
And the sister.
Yep. Kyle and I'm forgetting the names
Fish.
Already. Kyle and Fish.
Stacey and they wanted to keep what's her name on.
Yeah, but she wouldn't stay. She was like,
the she saw the writing on the wall. She said,
sure
this show's going downhill
she
quick.
Sure
let me get my butt out of here.
It was such a great show. But there's still some good stuff.
There's a lot of good stuff in it. Whenever they're not showing Snatchley and John and Rex and Gigi, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, my problem still is that for 2.5 years, Ron C. and his writing team gave us some really different, creative, inventive storylines with twists. They kept it going. There were never any lulls. The show just kept going from one storyline to another at such a great pace and energy, and I was riveted and captured. And now that's not the case, and that's what worries me. I cannot believe that Ron C. is burnt. I don't like that lie that they keep saying. They're claiming that Ron C. is burnt. That's the reason he asked for this Gene pass me over to come on as a co-writer. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that this man who obviously loves this show so much and seemed to be on just like all of a sudden ran out of ideas. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't buy it. And especially I don't buy that. Let's say that he did run out of ideas. Why would he go backwards? Or why would he do things that obviously are ridiculous?
I don't know.
Like this whole thing. Look, I'm glad that Brody and Jess are together. But this storyline seems so trite. It's been done before. We know what's going to probably happen. What's probably going to happen is that Snatchley's going to wind up getting pregnant because, you know, she's been begging for a kid ever since her husband died.
Oh, please help us.
And Brody's the father. And then Jessica's probably going to find out that she can't have children anymore because of what happened with the other baby that she, like, lost when she was Tess. It's classic soap opera. But you know what? That's not what One Life to Live was for 2.5 years.
Mm.
They were different and innovative, breaking ground. I don't want to see the same old rehash. And this is where I'm going with this story. That's why it's like I'm not too pleased because I can see the writing on the wall.
But you know what we're pleased about? We're pleased about a couple things.
What?
We're pleased about Hannah.
Yeah, but they're going to write her off. They can't keep
How
her on.
Do you
if,
know?
If she's the psychopath that killed, they try to kill Ford or push Marty down.
She may not be.
Let me tell you something. That is the best find they've had in a while.
I agree with
since
you.
Since Kimberly.
She's dangerous.
Let me tell you something. She's a good actress.
And she's dangerous.
And
yep.
Her and Star have so much chemistry when they go out against each other.
She makes creepy work.
They are like the next, they could be the next Taya and Blair, the next Dorian and Vicky. That's how good they are together. Those scenes when they were confronting each other,
yep, I agree.
Blair, like Star became Todd's daughter there. That was all Todd's daughter when she confronted
him.
She totally got Hannah from the minute she saw Hannah. She didn't need no, she knew what Hannah's number was immediately and she called on it. That's Todd Manning's daughter.
Yeah.
That is a Kramer woman.
Jack again this week when he was
Jack is too
busting
much.
Dorian and Charlie.
I like the scenes with Jack and Danny in the park. Yeah. I like the fact that him and Danny don't get along. That's funny
it.
Stuff.
I love it. He's great.
He's great. It's some great stuff. If they kill Taya off, I am going to hunt Brian Franz down.
Don't say that! He didn't mean that. It was just an expression.
I meant it.
No,
Lorenzo Lozano.
You can get a
blasted for saying that.
Florencia Lozano is one of the best actresses around. Not just on daytime, around.
I agree.
She is captive. Why this woman isn't a movie star is beyond me.
Makes no sense.
But she should not be written off One Night to Live. First of all, her and Todd should just get together finally. You know why? Because I've been saying this for the longest time. I want to see a soap couple be a couple on a soap. Let the writers become a little bit more creative. You can have a couple married. If there was any couple on daytime TV that could get married and still be interesting, it'd be the two of them.
I agree.
Because these actors are incredible. Their characters are incredible. They never be boring.
Todd and Blair were never boring. They were exciting married.
Yeah, but they kept breaking them up, which is annoying after a while. Keep a couple together. Look. Friday Night Lights, the coach and his wife, 4 seasons already, and they're still together. They never once broke up. They never went the route of trying to break them up with somebody. Them living their lives is interesting enough. And I think Todd and Taya could be interesting married and still be on the show and still be interesting. But if they kill her off, God help you. What One Night to Live. God help you. Because the wrath of Jordan Hudson.
Is not a threat.
You thought that Dorian's wrath was bad. You ain't seen nothing until I get going. So you better leave my tail alone. Make that brain tumor go away. And by the way, I want Sean to be on contract. They should take Greg off contract and put Sean on contract.
I like Greg too. I like them both. I don't want to get rid of one over the other. I want Sean. There ain't enough black people on the show.
Sean is the only...
There's not enough black people. You can't be firing Greg too.
Sean is the only thing that makes that Kelly storyline tolerable. Because that Kelly storyline is ridiculous.
Gina Tognani, love Gina, you, I think.
Oh my God, you on Guiding Light were fabulous, but this is not working, girl.
Working.
This is not. You should have took.
Annoying and
you should have went to LA and took the Young and the Restless offer, because this is not working. They are not treating you right. First of all, they're putting you opposite somebody who is beneath you as an actress.
That guy, what the hell is that
guy? I mean, what is his deal? See, this is my problem. All they're bringing on is bland. All they're bringing on in the show now is bland, boring white guys.
Because they need to get rid of him, don't you think? So they want someone that's expendable.
I don't know. All I know is that he bores me silly.
Do we have anything else? I gotta go. I got the babies to take care of.
He is like... Oh.
What?
I'm gonna end it? Okay.
I don't have to end it right now, but we gotta wrap it up.
He's dishwater boring.
He is,
right? Like dirty dishwater. Oh. He is so boring.
Even his accent isn't interesting.
I will give the kid that's playing Ford's brother a little bit of credit. He's better than I thought he was
gonna
be.
Yeah, he is better than
I gotta, because when I saw the photo on Day 10 Confidential with his shirt off, I'm like, great, that's all we need, another himbo on this show. I'm not amused about the fact that I did admit that I liked Ford. I thought Ford was interesting when he first came on. And I'm not saying that I dislike Ford, but the thing is, like, you're making the character one note, he becomes less interesting. The fact that all you keep doing is publicizing this guy's abs is kind of annoying. The fact that he just almost got killed and he looked beautiful wrapped up there, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have told him to shave his head off. Mm-hmm. He got bludgeoned. He would not have a full stack of hair. They had to go in and operate.
I know.
That's ridiculous. I mean, the fact that he looked like he was ready
that
to come up with a model
really
cover.
Fun because, don't you think that'd be really fun? Like, seeing handsome guy.
Maybe they told him and he said, no, I'm afraid it won't go back. Look, I got that bald spot growing right there. You know he has that little bald spot there.
No.
So, yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, the brother is, again, he was better than I thought, but still, I'd rather have my pudgy little Cole and my queenie little Marco. I really don't want them going anywhere.
Fine.
Jason Tam is giving the performance of his career on One Night to Live right now. They finally give Marco this meaty storyline. He has risen to the occasion to surpass anything that you could hope for. And now he's going off the air.
All right, people. I got something to say about this.
What?
I like Jason Tam very much. I think he's done a wonderful job rising to the occasion of the storyline. I gotta be honest with you. If he left the canvas, I don't think I'd miss him.
Oh,
he's not quite that powerful. See?
I got to get the photos together and I got to separate. There's going to be two sessions. Guys I'd like
I
to bang.
Tell you.
And then guys I'd marry.
There's all these babies in the neighborhood. And there's this woman wearing this wrap. I think it's like, I forgot what it's called. But it's like one of those wraps that you really wrap the baby around you. I love that. I think that's so cool. I do. Because that baby's right under there. That baby's so happy all curled up in that wrap.
And I agree with you to an extent on what you just said.
Do you really? I'll come on Friday podcast. You yelled at me.
I did yell at you because I understand what you're saying. In the grand scheme of things, his character is expendable because of the fact that now that he's broken up with Langs.
I mean, what?
Don't say that he can't act. He can act. The boy can act.
He can. He's not the greatest though. He's not the most compelling to watch. He's got a little bit of.
Because they never really gave him anything until now.
No,
no, he doesn't. I think he's fine. He's good. They're finally giving the character some edge. I don't want to lose him because then we lose the parents who are Latin. I love both those parents. I love the people that play his parents. When she slapped Dorian in the face, that was amazing. Who could get away with slapping Dorian in the face but a Latin woman?
What are you looking at?
That was fabulous. What are you doing?
You're so funny because you're fat.
What are you looking at?
Because I think those two are twins. They're so adorable together. And they're together.
She's stunning looking.
She is stunning.
She looks like a like she could be a model.
Yeah, she does. That little girl is amazing.
Eyes and hair.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's got like gorgeous. She's got like olive skin, blue eyes. She's like Randy almost.
Oh my god.
Right?
No, she's nothing like Randy.
No. I mean like the fact that she's got olive coloring
she
and blue eyes.
Adorable.
No, she's beautiful. She's gotta be a model. There's no way. This is the kind of neighborhood where you find people like that, right?
What a little beautiful little child. Look at that. Oh. Anyway.
Anyway.
So getting like I want my Pudgy Cole and I want my Queenie Jason Tam. I don't want to lose them. I don't want, especially for no bland, ripped abs. Ugh. I'm just over that. I'm over when soaps do that. It's like stop giving us this. You know, the only thing I'll give that boy credit is that he was a better actor than I thought he was gonna be.
Yes.
He really was. I was expecting the worst.
I was actually getting mad at him because I knew he was going to have to turn it out when he discovered that Langston was cheating. And he really did great, I thought.
Oh, you're talking about Jason. I'm talking about the star's new boyfriend. That he's a better actor than I thought he was going to be.
I'm talking about
Jason Tam is an actor. I know that. You know why he's leaving One Night to Live? He got accepted into the Shakespeare lab at the Public.
That's awesome.
So that's why he's
amazing.
You know.
I wish I could do that.
Now they said they're making it seem like he'll come back once it's done, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
Nah, probably
not. I think One Night to Live again is going in that unless you're straight and white, you're not gonna be on One Night to Live. That's the way it seems
completely
to be heading.
Head-cock. He just did a head cock.
Doesn't it seem that way to you?
Yes.
With all these Abercrombie and Fitch looking. Look, I'm not gonna lie. Ford,
good looking.
He's all right. I'd have sex with him, but I like if I saw him in a dark alley, I'd let him blow me. But that's about it. I wouldn't.
This is like, a family show, please.
I'm sorry, it's the truth. Like I'd have sex with him, but I wouldn't marry him. He's not marriage material.
Fine.
The one who plays his brother, though, that's marriage material. I'd do that.
Fine.
I could wake up to that every morning.
All right, fine.
He's the baby's daddy.
I got a question for you.
What about the thing about Bo and Nora's wedding? Hit or miss. There were a lot of things I liked, and there was a lot of things I didn't like.
Yes, but I'm really glad you brought this up.
You know what?
I have something to say about that. Time out.
Okay.
Time out. I enjoyed parts of it. I thought it was cute. I thought it was quirky. But I have a question for you.
What?
Do we really need the hijinks? My question to you would be, It would appear as if Mr. Brian Franz doesn't have faith that we could have any interest in two old, chubby people getting married. So they gave him hijinks. It's not right. That's wrong.
Look.
Bo and Nora are plenty interesting, Mr. Franz. We don't need hijinks to make their nuptials interesting. And it was hijinks.
My problem with it is that some people... My problem with it is that some people can handle hijinks better than others.
Yes.
Somebody like Eileen Kristen can make that stuff work.
Yes.
Erica Slezak, no. Robin Strasser, yes. Snatchily, no. And of course, the worst offender, Rex and Gigi. They do not have... Rex is overacting with those facial expressions and like dial it down like 50 notches.
I'm going to say Nora's not great at it either.
Nora, I didn't mind. But my biggest offenders was Erica Slezak, G-Rex, and Snatchily. Snatchily slapping everybody. She just, I didn't like it. I did the things that I thought were cute.
What?
Because Arizona Girl asked, because I didn't mention it in the box. Arizona Girl, of course I love David Vickers.
Who? Oh,
David
Vickers,
this is the stuff that David Vickers is made
Born
for.
To do.
He stole the freaking wedding. He was fabulous from that hideous outfit that he came out in, went to getting drunk and telling Vicky to shake her booty. I mean, he is a master at this stuff.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He is the saving grace.
The end of the week, it was funny.
He's great. He's
great. Trying to find inner peace.
And I'm so happy. Guess what?
What?
They made him a regular next season on Desperate Housewives. Yay!
That's good.
Yes, that is.
Because then it won't be on One Life's Left.
I know, but he needs to move on. He needs, this is bigger, more money, it's more exposure.
Of course, he's so good.
And I'm happy because that means that Desperate, David Vickers is,
I forget. Still remember.
Some name. Tuck Watkins.
That's
Tuck Watkins.
It.
There you go.
Tuck Watkins.
I'm getting old, people. It takes a little minute.
You are so talented. You go bird, go fly away, be free.
And I think it's great that they have a gay character that's going to be a principal in Desperate Housewives. I always thought that when they first brought the gay couple on, I thought that's what they were going to be.
He's fantastic.
So I'm glad.
He's fantastic.
I think what they should do is bring me on as Gabby's bisexual brother who comes to the neighborhood. That way I could like have a relationship with him. That'd be great.
That's what we should do. That's what we should
do. What you else? Love how I always come up with ideas. About, so wait, well, I like Matthew and Danny. I like when Matthew called, you leave my Matthew alone. Don't you dare say any one bad thing about him. He is hot. He is a good actor and he's a hottie. I do him in a minute.
And he is not
oh my God,
attractive.
I feel so like a child pervert.
He is neither hot he's nor really young, right? Talented.
He is hot and talented. Leave him alone. His sister is star in real life.
I understand this. She got all the talent in the family.
You are. I'm going to
hit you
hard.
And I'm
going to
tell you right now, I don't even think she's the best actress. I'm just being real with y'all.
I am so going to Chris Brown
you. I'm sorry.
You.
She's a... Don't
I am
say
so going to Chris Brown
That's
you.
Terrible. Don't say that.
Not enough time yet passed to joke about?
No, not at all.
Oh, you know my feelings about that. I don't take I that. They I know mean, how I feel about
of
that.
Of course, of course.
But look, in all seriousness, though, you're crazy. They are talented.
People, can
both,
you please write in and tell me that you agree with me?
I disagree with you. I think
the most talented.
I disagree
Star
with you.
I think Star is good, but all she does is look off into the distance
no,
when
she
people
does not.
Yell at her.
No.
She does the Susan Nucci thing.
I
all
disagree
she does
with
that
you.
Soap
she
thing
is,
when you look into the distance.
She is a very, she's a very talented.
She never looks at anybody when she talks to them. She looks into the distance as if she's feeling something.
I don't know.
Give me a break!
I think you need to slap your high-definition TV because you're wrong on that one.
No, I'm not.
You know who I'm disappointed with out of the young kids?
Who?
Langston. I think that she has dropped. I don't know what's going on
she's
in her personal
actor,
life.
But the problem is she was not connected to the material she
had. Yeah,
made.
I don't
that's
know. I don't know if the material was too much for her because she couldn't
I
relate.
Think this is with Ashley.
I don't know if it was. Ooh.
Oh, come on. We got to finish.
I don't
almost,
know.
I
don't,
almost,
I don't know.
Minutes.
Oh,
I
my
seven
God.
Minutes. I hate
it's a
you.
Belly of hot guys
I
here.
I have 7 minutes.
All right. Listen to me.
God.
I think it was I don't know what it was her problem with, but she did not.
She sucked.
Jason Tam blew her out of the water. She really, so, I was very disappointed
but listen,
in her.
Langston, Brittany, whatever your name is, I believe in you as an actress. I think you got the goods. I think you got the beauty. I think you got the talent. I think you got the brains. What you did not bring was the emotion, girl. You didn't have it. I don't know why. If you were ever going to have emotion about a storyline, this was the one. I am going to slap
oh,
you.
Oh, he's hot. Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
I'm so mad at you right now. Oh, I got God. 4 minutes
all right.
now. I cut it
so,
down just for that.
General Hospital. General Hospital was you to watch.
Watch it.
General Hospital has
been
amazing.
Thank you for listening.
No, we're not done. General Hospital has been amazing. They brought my Brooklyn, which they never should have gotten rid of her, and she is fabulous. That storyline is great. Laura Wright as Carly is unbelievable. The reason that General Hospital is so hot right now over the other two is because they are really writing character-driven storylines that propel by the character's actions into the next storyline. And nothing is plot-driven. It is like it's almost like reality in the sense that these people, they're finally dealing with all the crap that went down in the past of really, like, what happens to these kids as they grow up in this dysfunctional family and stuff. And I think it's some of the most brilliant storytelling going around. And every time something new pops up, like now, Christina's realizing that the reason she allowed herself to get beaten up is because, you know, she feared her father. And somehow it's connected to her father and what he does and the way that... And I just thought that was so brilliant because it does. It does. And then when she had the scene when she confronted him and she basically said, you know, I did
wish
this because of you.
That,
it was.
And
Maurice Bernard is just brilliant with this material. Brilliant.
That's a show where you have beautiful people who could act.
Yeah. It's General Hospital is a... Say what you want about the writing in the past. The one thing, General Hospital, the casting director, Mark Teshner, is great. He always gets the most talented. There's very few times that he gets people that are like, well, you know, I'm going to say this about Chaka. I don't think he's as good as the original Michael, but he is trying his best. My problem with him right now that I really started noticing now that the scene that he's getting more uncomfortable, he is like 40 years old. He is suffering from the Luke Perry, Beverly Hills, the original 90210 syndrome, where they have you playing a teenager and you're like 40. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. He is way too old to be playing Michael. It is so obvious now because now he's getting comfortable, so he's not even attempting to do like a younger voice stuff. His voice is very deep. He comes across like an adult. Mm-hmm. And they're very secretive about his age. I think they still think they made a mistake. I think they're correcting their mistake with the Morgan because they have not shown the other little boy at all. Mm-hmm. For weeks, so I think maybe they, you know, but I gotta tell you, General Hospital for me is on fire right
on
now.
Fire.
I
wish I watched it. I don't
you
have
really?
Time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you barely watch One Night to Live with My Children.
I missed the.
And she missed the Glee. We can't
it
talk about the Steve Adalia Glee
didn't tape.
Because
my DVR didn't freaking tape. I think that's Carlos's all his reality shows.
I cannot believe we can't talk about that.
I'm watching The Bachelorette. I'm into it.
You continue watching The Bachelorette.
Tonight, Kirk is going to go crazy on The Bachelorette.
You continue watching The Bachelorette.
But I love Glee. There's nothing better in this world than sitting down with a nice cup of Glee.
You tell them what I gave you right now.
oh, you gave me the first season of Friday Night Lights.
You better watch it. And we are going to talk about the next podcast.
I'm going to watch it in my new
Mac. I am tired of her not watching quality TV shows. She's missing out on some of the best. Friday Night Lights is one of the best TV shows. So I said, you know what? I told my sister.
I
said, Sister Hudson, give me your Friday Night Lights season one DVD because I have to school this girl.
You know that I'm watching reality because it's quick and easy. I'm telling you the truth. I'm watching a show.
Yeah, I don't like quick and easy.
I am watching a show called Selling New York. I enjoy it very much. It's about New York, selling New York really expensive real estate. I really like it. It's
I might want to check out the show about the two queens that moved upstate to do the farming. That's on the Planet Channel.
I'll check that out. I like, there's this one show. What is it called? Oh, I forgot. It's about this architect, this woman who's not an architect. She's a contractor. She's a female contractor. Tough as nails. I like that show. I like it.
All right. I don't like reality. You know what I like? My Drop Dead Diva's back. My God. Drop Dead Diva. Brooke Elliott is phenomenal. And not only, this is what irks me about the music industry.
You got a minute. Seriously.
I'm tired of the music industry thinking that all we want to see is these young girls that are thin. Brooke Elliott is a full-figured girl, but the woman has a voice that is amazing. She should be releasing CDs. I would buy her CD in a minute.
Duffy is good.
Yeah, I like Duffy. Yeah, no, I'm talking about Brooke Elliott. You don't watch Drop Dead Diva. You know, she's a singer. She was on the opening episode.
It's
a great show. I'm so glad it's back.
True Blood started yesterday. That's what I want.
I finally finished The Pacific. Loved it. I know you didn't like it, but I loved it.
I never got back into Treme.
Tremaine's my next show that I gotta watch it before it goes off
DVD. I asked Carlos to watch it. He said no. He said it's too boring.
I'm behind on I'm halfway through Nurse Jackie. I did finish United States of Tara. Love United States of Tara.
How do you do this? I don't know how you do this.
I fall behind. I'm behind on The Tudors and Breaking Bad. I'm very behind. I'm trying to catch up. It's hard. I catch up on something. And the thing is, now we got summer season.
I know. It's true,
ABC's showing like two new shows during summer. I'm going to have to watch... Well, Scoundrels I'm going to check out. I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but the one I'm going to watch is The Gates because my girl Rona Mitra's in it. I love Rona Mitra.
But not this rookie cop crap.
I'm gonna see what that's about.
Really?
I'm
going to see what that's about. Don't you ever get pissed off about these cop shows? You and I live in New York City. We know what cops look like. They look nothing like what they look like on these dumbass shows. And it makes me so pissed.
Well, that's why I like Southland.
Princess looked at the commercial. She goes, oh, my God, Lady Gaga's on TV. Because the woman looked like a Lady Gaga knockoff. You don't see no cops that look like that. Platinum blonde hair and black eyebrows. You don't, and red lipstick. You don't say it.
Well, look, I'm going to say this.
I hate them. No, that makes me mad because that's not my city, all right? That's not my city. Mm-hmm. My city is me and you. Screw them. I got to go.
All right, I'm going to say this real quick.
I got to go. I really got to go.
I thought I was going to...
I'm behind.
All right, we got to go.
What were you going to say real quick?
No. Let's go. Let's call it a night. Wrap it up.
I'm sorry, guys. I got to go. My twins are waiting at home. If you want to write us, you can email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. We are the Pine Valley Podcast, or you can go to my page, Ashley Mendoza, or Jordan Hudson's page.
Yeah, be my friend.
Be his friend. You can also go, and I'm going to make a special mention for our friend Super Poster, because now he's got a Facebook fan page.
Welcome to 2010, Super Poster.
Nah. You know, Super Poster, you have to forgive me, because I haven't checked out anything yet, so I don't even know how new it is, but I know you did write me and mention to me that you had it up, and would I... mention it. And I'm happy to mention it because Super Poster works so hard for All My Children. That man has never given up on All My Children. I'm telling you right now. He is a true fan. So go to his page. Thank you to Shadow for your always, always astute observations and you filling in for our blog when we can't do it. Thank you to Luis for your intros. What else? DaytimeConfidential.com, WeLoveSoaps.net, you better go, you better visit, and of course, go to our blog site, www.pinevalleypodcast.blogspot.com, blog with us, give us your astute thoughts, yes, and observations, yes, go to Nelson Bronco Suds Report, TV Guide Canada, we love the Canucks, love them. Is there anything else you want to add?
No.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Hi, I'm Christina Bennett Lind, Bianca Montgomery from All My Children, here to give you a sneak peek at what's happening on your favorite ABC daytime soaps. On All My Children, my character, Erica's daughter, Bianca, is back. And she wants the truth from Greenlee.
You both had something to do with this. What? I haven't figured out.
but I will. Later, Erica and Jackson are finally reunited. Meanwhile, is Angie pregnant? And JR is still conflicted over his feelings for Annie. On One Life to Live, Blair is forced to tell Todd Taya's fatal secret. Will Todd stand by Taya's side in her time of need? Then it's graduation day for Star. She has no idea that she's in danger. Later, Cole is released from jail and is determined to find her. Next on General Hospital, Michael is released into Dante's custody, which upsets Jason. Then a mob boss's daughter wants revenge on her father, Sonny.
I want my dad to hurt me. Bad.
Later, traces of a serial killer, Franco, hit Port Charles. Hi, I'm Christina Bennett Lind. Tune into ABC, weekdays.